Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apsey joining us here. You can ask the AD, just hashtag your tweets at KTAK931FM or give us off a commercial tire text at 424-9300. All right, Kurt, the Colorado State, Boise State controversy is done in. The Mountain West issued their final release last Friday later that, yes, there was an error in the television production truck, and certainly that replay was slower than the one that the refs were looking at other than that, and we made a mistake, and that's it. So how did this go over on your end of it? Was there anything else said? What can you tell us about it?
Well, it didn't go over well, I can tell you that. I mean, I think I would hope that most athletic directors would go and fight for that. I certainly did. I requested a change in the result, and it was decided by the conference that the result would remain the same. You know, and I'd do that for any sport. If I thought it was unjust or something happened that just was unfair and we wanted to try and change something, I mean, I'll always battle for that, which is what I did. And
I'm not suggesting you would do this, but do you ever see a time when a school is going to take that challenge to court in this day and age?
You know, Mike.
And is that what it's going to take to maybe, to tackle that rule?
It might. I think, you know, you can't, I'm not sure you can really go back and say, I mean, how many times could you go back in a sporting event and go, you know, the guy made a bad call or someone made a mistake or, I mean, there's so much human error in a sporting event. I mean, it's just human nature that way. So, I don't know. I guess that might be a way to go about it. But at the end of the day, once the result is in, then I think it's really, really difficult to go back and change, you know, something like this from a loss to a win. All I can tell you and all of our fans out there, we did not sit quiet on this by no means. And, I fought it until it really couldn't be fought anymore and, made our case, requested the change and, the decision remains the same.
Is it their decision? I mean, could they have made the change that we were reading? The NCAA has rules on the books that say you can't do that.
Sure, they could have made the change if they wanted to or if they decided to do that. The NCAA, it's a little bit different because in their rules it actually says, you know, you can't protest a game result, nor can it be overturned. So that wasn't really what we were looking for in the end. I wanted more for the change of the result to be reflected when they did the seeding in the tournament. And, so it was a little different,
gotcha.
You know, and, but again, I think you mentioned earlier, Mike, has it ever happened? I don't know if it's ever happened and people have their reasons why. I get that.
Did they give you reasons why or just say no?
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
All right.
Yeah,
a couple of other questions that come to us from the commercial tire text line you could offer, I guess, in tandem. Will Boise State be adding men's swimming ever? He feels it'd be great for the Treasure Valley swimmers. And do you ever see Boise State adding NCAA Division I hockey? I guess men's swimming and hockey, is there one more likely than the other or one more impossible than the other? One's a club sport, we know that.
Yeah, well, I think we're always looking for expansion of our sports. You know, in this day and age with gender equity, you've obviously got to make sure that formula works at our place. I would say that if we were going to add a sport going forward at some point, we would tend to lean towards a female sport just because of our gender equity. You know, when you have football in your program, that always tends to skew it and allows you or at least motivates you to maybe go the other route. In terms of adding men's hockey or men's swimming, I think right now in women's swimming, you know, we're trying to find a facility and give our student athletes, you know, an opportunity to compete in a pool that maybe is a little closer to campus.
Right.
You know, they do all their stuff out at the YMCA, which Jim Everett and those guys have just been terrific for our program. And we've had a lot of success practicing and competing out there. But in terms of adding a sport right now, there's probably something like that down the road, but we haven't identified that sport yet.
All right, this is a philosophical question that comes from Boise Bill Overton on our KTAK931FM Twitter feed. If you could change one thing to attract more top athletes to Boise State, what would it be?
Wow. That wasn't on my list.
Yeah, well, Bill wasn't on our list either.
Bill just came in. If I could change one thing to attract more student athletes.
More top athletes.
More
not
top,
student, just more top
more
athletes.
More top athletes.
Four stars in football or whatever star they give it in basketball.
Yeah. That's a tough question. I think what we have done up to this point is we've created a place that's about winning championships. I think our facilities are at least at the level we're at. Are as good as anybody around the country, for most of our sports, not all of our sports. We're getting there. You know, I think kids too, they get hung up a lot, on maybe who you play or are you going to play for a school that can actually compete for a national championship in a sport or what does your schedule look like? And I think that those are some things that we have some control over. I mean, we're in the Mountain West Conference and, if that's sexy to a young male or female who's looking to come to Boise State, then this might be the right fit for them. But if someone says, hey, you know, I want to go play in the Big Ten, I want to play in the Pac-12, or, you know, maybe they think they might have a chance to go professional if they go to a school that might be in one of the Big Five conferences, maybe that weighs in it. I don't know if there's much that I could change to make that happen. We do attract some of those kids. The other thing that I don't get hung up on is this 3, 4, and 5 star athlete. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think some of the ways that people critique whether or not a kid is a 3 or 4 or 5, I mean, all they're really looking at is what their ability is on the court or on the field. But a lot more goes into it than just how good of a player they are. I think they got to be a good fit in your program. I think they got to be a good locker room guy. They got to be a good teammate. They got to be successful in the classroom. So I don't put a lot of ownership in that. We want to recruit kids that are willing to come in here and work hard and get better. You've heard this from our coaches. I mean, I'm telling you something you've already heard. But
in terms of, I mean, that was the smart answer. The Prater superficial answer would be in part swag. And that question reminds me of, there was something I wanted to ask you about. Yeah. Nike. You guys are a Nike school, right?
Correct. Yeah.
The entire athletic department.
Yes.
How does that work? Is that a year-to-year deal? And is that something that will continue to grow in terms of a benefit to your athletic department?
I think it'll continue to grow. I'm not exactly sure on the length. I want to say we are with them until 17 or 18, and then we'll look to renegotiate. Nike is, I think, the preferred, call it swag, the brand that we've chosen to partner with. They've been terrific for us. You know, swag to kids is a big deal, but I think we do that as well as anybody. I mean, they get a lot of stuff. We wear that Nike on our uniform, on our shoes, on our sweats. Our coaches wear it. Our staff wears it. We don't even allow anyone to walk down our hallway if we can control it without wearing something Nike. We're very proud of that partnership, and we love the brand. We love being a partner with them, but I think that does matter. But I don't think someone else offers a heck of a lot more than we do. I mean, you know, 5 shoes or 8 shoes. I mean, what's the big difference there? So when guys and gals come to our campus, I mean, that's a big stop on the recruiting trail. They stop by the equipment room. We lay out all the uniforms and the practice gear and the shoes and all that, because that means a lot to these kids. And I think we're partnered with the right company right now. So we've gone in the right direction there for sure.
Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apsey, our guest here on Sports Radio Ticket, KS and Prater. Last but not least, we talked about this survey that was done on great college football towns in the country. And Fargo, North Dakota, and Missoula, Montana were two identified. Boise, Idaho was in the top 78, but was behind these two. I wonder if you have any experience with either of those places. I mean, they're smaller, so if they have great football success percentage-wise, everything's probably better. But your thoughts on Boise State as a football town, where our growth needs to be, and anything you know about these other two spots?
Well, I've never been to either place. I can tell you that my short time in Montana, I got a really good taste those two schools, and when I mean those two schools, Montana and Montana State, Grizzly and Bobcat rivalries they go back a long ways, and it matters in that state who wins that game, and not just in football and everything. And so that's a very big rivalry in a state that's been doing it for a long time. I'm not exactly sure the survey that you're talking about. What are they even based
all
on?
All stadiums, yeah. Twitter, sports bars, season ticket prices. They had all kinds of things. But if I identify it, I think there's a lot of room to grow in tickets. The football season is not sold out. There's season tickets available. There's single game tickets available. There's, you need more fans who want to stay up for a game from 8:30 to midnight one or two times a year.
Yeah.
And to me, that's where the growth could be for Boise State. For football.
Well, no doubt. We got to sell more tickets. I mean, there's no doubt about that. There are some things that we can't control. We can't control who we play. We can't control what day we play on, and we can't control what time the game is. So we've got to talk about making sure that our tickets are affordable. We got to make sure that we put a good product on the field that people are willing to support. Got to make sure our kids are doing it the right way. But I think Boise is an awesome football town. I mean, without question, we've had great support, and I don't think it's just in the state of Idaho. Our brand has really grown on a national basis, and we've got a lot of people out there that aren't even from Idaho that love the Broncos for whatever reason. And so when you talk about describing one football town versus the other, like I said, I've never been to Fargo. I've driven through Missoula. I've never been to a football game with either of those programs in their home stadium, but I feel pretty darn good about Friday and Saturday night in Broncos Stadium, and our fans are passionate, and we're as good as there is. Where we're ranked really doesn't matter to me. I think we got something special going on here in Boise.
Kirk, thanks for coming in. Best of luck Tuesday with UNLV, and I guess tomorrow with the gymnastics team with Ohio State.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me. Look forward to it.